Hello, I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio. Here is today's news podcast for Wednesday, April 27th, 2011. Today's top story, fire in Custer City. A handful of fire departments fought a fire in Custer City last night that heavily damaged the old Custer City Community Center building. Custer City Fire Chief Daryl Honeycutt says the building was in the process of being remodeled.
Only information that I got that there had been roofers there working prior to.
One firefighter was treated and released for what is believed to have been heat exhaustion. Honeycutt says a house west of the building suffered some heat damage. Despite getting some moisture in western Oklahoma this week and overnight, Weatherford Assistant Fire Chief Mike Carlin says he has some concerns about more fire danger later this week.
As the week progresses, the winds are supposed to increase, the temperatures are supposed to come up, and the humidities go back down. So we are very concerned about towards the end of the week. And so we just want to encourage citizens to be very cautious about what they're doing. And if they're doing control burns, especially of brush piles and things like that, to be very aware that those things remain hot for days. And as the winds come up, those embers will be stirred up. And we just want to, again, encourage them to use extreme caution. And please notify their local fire department if they're doing any control burns.
Carlin reminds everyone to use caution when conducting outdoor burning. Custer County Commissioners lifted the burn ban this week and will review the situation next Monday. An Oak City man has pleaded guilty in Beckham County District Court to charges of conjoint robbery and knowingly concealing stolen property. 19-year-old James Burdine Jr. and a second man went into a West 7th Street home to rob the occupant. Court records show Burdine held the victim down on the bed while the second man took property that included house phones, a track phone, and pills. A warrant has been issued for the second man, who has an Ohio address. Sentencing for Burdine is October 18th. An Arapahoe resident has been bound over in Custer County District Court to stand trial on an allegation in connection with a 2010 fatality accident. 19-year-old Chasen Russell Despain is charged with first-degree manslaughter. Despain allegedly had marijuana in his system during the time of the accident last May that resulted in the death of 55-year-old Sandra Coit. Despain allegedly failed to yield at a stop sign 1 mile south and 3 miles west of Arapahoe and struck the Coit vehicle in the driver's side door. A formal arraignment for Despain is scheduled for June 13th. Governor Mary Fallon has appointed a former Cordell man to the Carl Albert State College Board of Regents. LaVon Williams owns Asset and Investment Advisors. Previously, Williams served as a financial advisor at Capital West Securities and Stifel Nicholas & Company. He also has served as a computer technology specialist at City National Bank and Cordell National Bank. More news after this.
Here at Right Radio, we strive to bring you the best in music, news, weather, and production. In doing so, we have made it easy for you, our listeners, to connect and listening to the finest programming we have on our network. Don't forget to like our stations on Facebook, follow our stations on Twitter, and subscribe to this podcast for the latest on local news and beyond. No matter where you are, you can stay connected with Right Radio. Thanks for listening.
Once returning to work for the two-week Easter recess, Congress will be faced with a vote with raising the debt ceiling. Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas of Cheyenne, says a 10-year spending plan doesn't call for cuts in agriculture until 2013.
That was an acknowledgement, I think, by the Budget Committee that the Agriculture Committee of the United States House needs to be able to write a farm bill to digest whatever the changes are coming. So first off, no dramatic cuts this coming year, I believe. And next year, it's just going to be tough. We will have fewer dollars than we've had in the previous two farm bills, and we'll have to write the program language with real money, not using future recurring money or shifting funds around. It's going to have to be real, and it'll be tough decisions.
Lucas says his committee is ready to make those hard choices. He believes next year's budget numbers will be more friendly to agriculture. Emation loses millions. Mike Smith explains.
Emation Corporation, which closed its magnetic tape manufacturing plant in Weatherford earlier this month and switched production to a plant in Japan operated by TDK, lost $7.2 million in the first quarter of this year. That's up from a loss of $2.6 million for the same time period last year. TDK's operations were unaffected by the recent earthquake and tsunami in Japan, but the company is seeing price increases in Asia for raw materials, especially for petroleum-based products, such as optical discs. Emation Chief Executive Officer Mark Lucas says he does not expect revenue to grow until 2012.
An ear, nose, and throat specialist practicing in Elk City has been approved to expand his practice to Weatherford. Weatherford Regional Hospital CEO Debbie Howe says Dr. Pramel Katilia's credentials were approved at a recent board meeting.
He's been coming over and doing a few procedures for us, and so his credentials were approved tonight, along with the anesthesiologist and CRNA that work with him in Elk City, but he would like to expand his practice to Weatherford.
Howe says it's a win-win situation for both the hospital and Dr. Katilia because the hospital will be able to retain patients in need of his services without sending them to another venue. She says Dr. Katilia will be able to pick up more patients to maintain his specialist status. In state news, the prosecution gets a boost in the Jerome Ursland murder case. Christina Eckert has that.
The judge will allow testimony an assistant DA says will prove a consciousness of guilt. Prosecutors will advance a theory that the Oklahoma City pharmacist wounded himself in the days after he gunned down a would-be robber. They claim Ursland inserted metal fragments into his wrist to support his claim of self-defense.
We have more information on Senate-approved regents. Alex Cameron reports.
The Oklahoma Senate has approved Governor Mary Fallon's nominations to state higher education regents boards. Among them, Oklahoma City Thunder Chairman Clay Bennett has been appointed to the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents, and retired Army General Tony Strickland of Lawton has been appointed to the state regents for higher education.
Today's top story, fire in Custer City. I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio.